The Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library's newsletter for spring 2009, read by Barbara Rudikoff. The greatest thing about the dead, they make space. John Updike, 1932 to 2009, Rabbit is Rich. In his 1971 New York Times review of Rabbit Redux, Anatole Broyard described John Updike as an awesomely accomplished writer who is better, tougher, wiser, and more radically human than anyone could have expected him to be. The reviewer James Woods, on Updike's Rabbit at Rest, sees Rabbit this way. Floating in a nimbus of greed and deceit, Harry Rabbit Angstrom is America's cloudy barometer, the needle always pointing to bad. All four of Updike's Rabbit novels have been collected in Rabbit Angstrom, a tetralogy: Rabbit Run, Rabbit Redux, Rabbit is Rich, Rabbit at Rest, RC63882. Citizens Advisory Council. The council meetings are an opportunity for patrons to give their feedback on library service. All library patrons are welcome to attend. The next scheduled meetings are Thursday, April 2nd at 6 p.m. Thursday, June 4th at 6 p.m. in the library's first floor meeting room. Programs at the library. Programs for adults. Book discussion group. The group meets once a month on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. in the library's first floor meeting room. Registration is required. To participate, please call the library at 212-206-5400 or email us at ahlbph@nypl.org to register. This spring, we will discuss the following books. On Saturday, April 25th, The Audacity of Hope, Thoughts on Reclaiming the American Dream by Barack Obama, RC63126, will be discussed in English. This book is also available in Braille, BR16808, and in large print. On Saturday, May 30th, La Audacia de la Esperanza, Reflexiones sobre cómo restaurar el sueño americano, by Barack Obama, RC62990, will be discussed in Spanish. On Saturday, June 20th, A New Earth, The Opportunity of Our Times, by Eckhart Tolle, RC60650, will be discussed in English. Art Education for the Blind at the Andrew High School Library. Explore the rich art and culture of our city with three unique programs, all of which take place in the library's community room. The events are free, and registration is required. American and Latin American Art, Tuesday, April 14th at 2 p.m. Introduction to New York Beyond Sight, Tuesday, May 12th at 2 p.m. Introduction to African Instruments, Tuesday, June 9th at 2 p.m. Verbal Imaging Tour at the Mount Vernon Hotel Museum and Garden, 421 East 61st Street, between 1st Avenue and York Avenue, 212-838-6878, Wednesday, April 29th, 2 p.m. This tour will meet at 421 East 61st Street to explore the museum's fine collection of American furniture, textiles, and other decorative arts. Registration is required. Classes. Introduction to Microsoft Word 2003. Hands-on instruction using wireless laptops. This class will meet three times and will be held in the library's first floor meeting room. Thursday, April 23rd, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday, May 21st, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday, June 18th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Registration is required. Be sure to let us know when you register if you need to use Magic or JAWS. A working knowledge of the computer keyboard is expected for participants in this class. Introduction to Spanish. Learn and practice Spanish in real-world conversations and scenarios. No previous knowledge of Spanish is required. The classes will meet in the library's first floor meeting room. Friday, April 3rd, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Friday, May 8th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Friday, June 5th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Registration is required. Victor Reader Stream Workshop, Tuesday, May 19th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. The workshop will cover how to sign up for and download audiobooks and magazines from the NLS using the HumanWare Victor Reader Stream device. Family Program. Summer Reading Club 2009 Celebration for All Ages. Saturday, June 13th, 2009, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. This year's Summer Reading Club themes ask children to be creative at your library, invites teens to express yourself at your library, and challenges adults to master the art of reading. Please bring the whole family to get lists of recommended books, to sign up for great incentives just for reading, and to share some tasty snacks. Agency Spotlight, Art Education for the Blind, AEB. Contact Marie Clapo, Project Coordinator. Phone 212-334-8723. Email aeb@artbeyondsight.org. Website http://www.artbeyondsight.org. AEB is a New York City-based nonprofit agency dedicated to making the arts, art history, and visual culture accessible to people who are visually impaired or blind. Under the direction of founder and president Elizabeth Sulzhauer Axel, AEB provides many important art education opportunities for people with sight loss. AEB has also developed numerous programs and materials for teaching art and art history. AEB now offers an online calendar of accessible museum events at http://www.artbeyondsight.org. Verbal descriptions of New York City landmarks recorded by prominent New Yorkers, such as author Linda Fairstein, are also available at http://www.nybeyondsight.org. This spring, the Andrew High School Library is pleased to offer a series of three special events in association with Art Education for the Blind. Please see the listing under Programs for Adults at the beginning of this newsletter for details. Patron Satisfaction Survey. The Andrew High School Library is here to serve you. Please tell us how you feel about your service, what you like, and where we could make improvements so that we may serve you better. If you receive the printed newsletter, simply answer the survey questions and return the survey to the library, postage free, by folding it in half and mailing it to us. You may tape your survey closed, but please do not use staples. If you receive this newsletter in Braille or on cassette tape, you may take the survey over the phone by calling the library at 212-206-5400 and speak with a reader advisor. This is an anonymous survey. thanks for your help. Employment Conference at Baruch College. Changing Vision, Changing Lives. Thursday, April 2nd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. A conference on employment and vision impairment at the Computer Center for Visually Impaired People at Baruch College. Call 646-312-1420 or visit http://www.baruch.cuny.edu/CCVIP for more information. Reminders. Holiday closings. The library will be closed on Saturday, May 23, 2009, through Monday, May 25, 2009, for Memorial Day. You will still be able to leave a telephone message, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible after the holidays. Please be sure to speak clearly, spell your last name, and leave a telephone number. Our current hours of telephone service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our current hours of on-site service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This publication is supported by special New York State aid and by the New York Public Library, the branch libraries. This newsletter was recorded in the studios of the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library, March 2009.